It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, August 9th. I'm Ben Johnson. You'd have to be on a desert island with no form of internet whatsoever to have missed the efficiency memo or misogynist manifesto penned by a Google engineer that went viral internally and then externally in recent days. The company fired James Damore this week, saying he violated multiple company policies after Damore complained that the company was focusing too much on diversity and that women weren't cut out to be engineers. We called up Nicole Sanchez to talk about this. She worked for 3 years as a VP of social impact at the code-focused organization GitHub. She's now the CEO and founder at Via Consulting. Nicole, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been a pretty crazy few days as this story has developed. Can you talk me through your own experience in hearing about the story and kind of following it up until now?
The frustrating thing for me, for somebody who's been working on this issue for 23 years, is that there are so many things in this memo that have been put to rest. The research refutes it. And this person really positioned himself as an academic, but then, despite working for a company that indexes the world's information, decided not to access the most respected data on these topics and cited instead what would bolster his opinion.
Something like 70% of Google's technical engineering staff are male. What measures, however drastic, do you think the company should take to fix this set of issues?
Well, the first thing that happened is the CEO came out with as strongly worded of a memo as he possibly could get away with, I think. So that was number one, and I'm glad to see that happen. Number two, they need to restructure their diversity and inclusion programs literally from the ground up. Google has decided that it wants to be the company that solves some of the world's biggest challenges. So they've created things like Google X and Google AI, yet they have not taken the issue of race, gender, class, the isms that plague us, and put them alongside their moonshots.
An issue like this that is you know, constantly kind of bubbling beneath the surface, but has now exploded for Google. How big of an impact does this have on the company's overall business?
Well, it has to be significant because it's been such a distraction. And the women that I've talked to at Google fall into one of a few categories. One, I'm getting out of here. I talked to several women in the last week who have said, I've started interviewing elsewhere. Number two, people who already have one foot out the door, people who are now facing the door. So these are talented engineers. They're going to lose. And then the third bucket, I think, is people who just wish they could do their jobs. Please stop talking about this. Stop giving this guy any airtime. Can we please just be the excellent engineers that we are? And the sad thing is all of that takes a toll on your business. You're going to have turnover. You have low productivity for the next at least week. I know several people who called in sick on Monday who said, I do not want to deal with this. It's humiliating. And so you've got to imagine that it's going to be a huge disruption to their business, at least for a few weeks.
Nicole Sanchez, she is CEO and founder at Via Consulting. Nicole, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
The other day, I needed one of those annoying connector cables, the one that helps me get from my Thunderbolt port on my Mac to my projector so I can watch movies on the side of my garage. Essential stuff, I know. When I went to go on Amazon to buy a cord, the cheapest option delivered unto me by the Amazon algorithm gods was from a company I'd never bought from, Amazon Basics. Turns out Amazon Basics, which has been selling electronics like this for a while now, is just the tip of the iceberg of Amazon brands that the company has quietly started. I'm talking everything from RVs to lingerie. Mike Murphy of Quartz reported out this story and is here with more. Mike, you discovered in your reporting a bunch of secretive Amazon brands.
There could well be more, but the ones that I was able to prove, they have brands for frozen food, ones for lingerie, ones for linen, you know, furniture, kind of running the gamut of products that Amazon sells that essentially, when you're on Amazon.com, kind of makes it look like they have so many more brands there than they actually do, when in actuality, you could be spending hundreds of dollars on different products and they could all be made by Amazon.
Why is Amazon doing this?
To maximize the amount of money that they can make. But then, you know, there are other things like the fact that you can't have a fashion section of your website that's just empty. So what it allows them to do is essentially create the illusion of a lot of choice.
Should consumers care that they might be getting all their products not via Amazon even, but like from Amazon?
There's no other store like it that is everything. And not just, you know, all of your kind of daily items, but also the movies and TV you're watching and, you know, the logistics company that is actually getting that stuff to you. And it's a level of vertical integration that I don't know if we've seen in if not in a very long time since the days of like Rockefeller. And I think people at the very least should be aware of how much they're giving to Amazon. You know, I don't necessarily see a problem at all with something like Amazon Prime and paying for that. But maybe you want to know that that thing that you're getting access to through Prime is just more Amazon services.
Mike Murphy is a tech reporter at Quartz. Mike, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Disney announced this week that it will be pulling its content off Netflix and creating its own streaming service. Also, an ESPN streaming service. That's good news for sports fans, maybe, who have been waiting for something like this. And the transition may not happen till 2019. But all of this might be bad news for your wallet. After all, with a bunch of different streaming services you have to pay for, the future starts to look a lot more like the bundle-loving 400 cable channel past. If you need me, I'll be watching Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.